I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The state of Alabama is resting its case in the impeachment trial of Sumter County Sheriff Tyrone Clark. The Montgomery Advertiser reports yesterday's testimony revolved around the relationship between Sheriff Clark and one particular Sumter County inmate. A deputy reportedly testified that the inmate had the passcode to the jail's surveillance system and was frequently allowed to drive the sheriff's truck without supervision. Clark's impeachment trial began Monday with accusations that certain Sumter County inmates were allowed to leave the jail unsupervised and return with contraband like drugs, cigarettes, and cell phones. Sheriff Clark testified yesterday that he did nothing wrong. He says he wasn't aware that the inmates weren't being searched upon returning to the jail from work sites. The impeachment trial is not a criminal proceeding. If the Alabama Supreme Court finds Clark guilty of the alleged violations, he'll be automatically removed from office. Any potential criminal charges would be filed separately. The state of Alabama's economy should only see modest growth for the rest of the year. That's the result of a new report from the University of Alabama. APR's Pat Duggins has more on what that may mean for the state's job outlook.
The University of Alabama Center for Economic and Business Research says the state's economy should grow by just under 2% this year. That's weaker than the 2.4% Alabama saw in 2015. Businesses in the state appear to be cautious about hiring, although the number of jobs in the UA report did show gains. 800 positions were lost in durable goods manufacturing. However, 1,600 jobs were created in the manufacturing of wood products as well as auto and aerospace parts. The service industry saw an increase of almost 12,000 jobs. The report predicts economic activity should pick up a bit for the second half of the year. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Residents in southwest Alabama who need an ID to vote are getting some help from the state. A mobile registration unit will be in Washington County tomorrow, issuing free photo IDs and registering citizens to vote. Voter IDs are necessary due to a law passed in 2011 by the state legislature. The state is sponsoring mobile van units, which will travel to all of the state's 67 counties. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says it's important for everyone to vote.
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to encourage every eligible U.S. citizen that's a resident of Alabama to be registered to vote and to have a photo ID so they can participate in the electoral process.
The unit will be set up tomorrow morning and afternoon at the Millery Town Hall in Washington County. Then the unit will travel to Lauderdale County. And investigators believe a fire that caused heavy damage to the historic Macon County Courthouse was intentionally set. Several agencies are working together to find those responsible for the fire. Now your forecast.
Good Wednesday morning to you. That local forecast includes a mild day today with a chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms at about any time. Risk of rain 40% today as well as on Thursday. Also on Friday, we'll top out near 90 during the day. Overnight temperatures in the mid-70s at night. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.